Data center boom forces USG to abandon maintenance mode for aggressive capacity bet. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde. And number 9,650, USG Corporation is investing $1.2 billion in a new drywall manufacturing facility in Orange, Texas, marking the largest single-site investment in the gypsum industry in over a decade. U.S. electricity demand is projected to grow 5.7% annually through 2030, with interconnection requests from data center developers in Houston surging from 1 gigawatt to 25 gigawatts within 12 months. Utilities are fielding 40 to 50 large load proposals annually, up from 1 or 2 a decade ago, with only 22% of Exelon and #X27's 65 gigawatt pipeline through 2040 likely to materialize. Less than 30% of announced semiconductor and battery plant investments have reached the foundation pouring stage, with actual capital deployment from the Inflation Reduction Act and CHIPS Act still ramping. USG Corporation is committing $1.2 billion to a new drywall manufacturing facility in Orange, Texas, the largest single-site investment in the gypsum industry in over a decade. The move comes as U.S. industrial companies confront a demand surge they haven't seen since the 1950s, forcing a generational shift from maintenance capital to aggressive capacity expansion. For institutional investors, the signal is clear: the infrastructure build-out is no longer theoretical. It's capital-intensive, and it's happening now. The Orange facility will produce wallboard at scale for residential and commercial construction across the Southwest, a region where population growth and data center development have collided to create structural supply tightness. While specific production capacity figures were not disclosed in public filings, the investment size suggests annual output in the range of 500 million to 700 million square feet, based on historical industry benchmarks for greenfield gypsum plants. This is not incremental debottlenecking. This is bet the balance sheet expansion. The timing matters. U.S. electricity demand is projected to grow by 5.7% annually through 2030, according to utility forecasts, after two decades of sub-1% growth. That acceleration is driving data center construction, manufacturing reshoring, and the infrastructure build that supports both. In Houston alone, interconnection requests from data center developers surged from 1 gigawatt to 25 gigawatts within 12 months. Every one of those facilities requires walls, floors, and fire-rated materials. USG is positioning ahead of the order book, not chasing it. The grid crisis is a construction catalyst, the phantom data center phenomenon, where speculative developers flood utilities with interconnection requests to secure powered land, has exposed the grid's inability to absorb demand shocks. Exelon reported that only 22% of its 65-gigawatt pipeline through 2040 is likely to materialize. But even at that conversion rate, the implied build-out dwarfs anything the construction supply chain has delivered in 20 years. Utilities are fielding 40 to 50 large load proposals annually, up from 1 or 2 a decade ago. That means construction timelines are compressing, procurement is tightening, and material suppliers with ready capacity will capture pricing power. USG's Texas plant sits at the intersection of three converging demand drivers: residential construction in high-growth Sun Belt markets, data center and industrial facility construction, and federal infrastructure spending that hasn't yet fully deployed. The Inflation Reduction Act and CHIPS Act authorized hundreds of billions in subsidies for domestic manufacturing, but actual capital deployment is still ramping. Our analysis suggests less than 30% of announced semiconductor and battery plant investments have reached the foundation pouring stage. When those projects accelerate, they will hit a supply chain that has been running lean for years. Why Orange, Texas location drives returns in capital-intensive manufacturing? Orange sits on the Gulf Coast with deepwater access, proximity to petrochemical feedstocks, and direct rail links to Dallas, Houston, and the broader Southeast. Gypsum wallboard is a low value-to-weight product. Transportation costs can exceed 20% of delivered price, making regional production economics decisive. By planning capacity in Texas, USG locks in logistics advantage for the fastest-growing construction markets in the country. The $1.2 billion figure is striking in context. It exceeds the enterprise value of mid-tier building materials companies and signals that USG is treating capacity as a strategic asset, not a variable cost. For private equity investors in adjacent sectors, the implication is that supplier consolidation will accelerate. Companies without scale or geographic reach will struggle to justify the capital intensity required to keep pace. We expect mergers and acquisitions activity in specialty building products to intensify as industrial buyers and financial sponsors look to acquire capacity rather than build it. Private equity capital flows into industrial infrastructure. The broader industrial sector is seeing a resurgence of sponsor interest. Charles Bank backed Techcomet and Nordic Capital backed Orchid Orthopedic Solutions completed a merger in early 2026, combining two precision manufacturing platforms in the orthopedic device space. The deal, structured as a platform combination rather than a tuck-in, reflects sponsors' willingness to deploy capital into manufacturing businesses with technical moats and end-market tailwinds. Kinderhook Industries completed a take-private acquisition of Inhabit Home Health and Hospice, with Barb Jacobsmeyer continuing as president and CEO. While healthcare services, the transaction underscores institutional appetite for operational businesses with predictable cash flows and demographic support. These deals share a common thesis: essential services and products in sectors with structural demand growth and limited new entrants. USG's Texas investment fits the same pattern. Wallboard is not a discretionary purchase. It is code required in most commercial and multifamily applications. Substitution risk is minimal. The customer base is fragmented, and pricing follows regional supply-demand dynamics rather than global commodity benchmarks. For a strategic buyer or financial sponsor, that profile offers inflation protection and volume visibility. Capital intensity is competitive moat. The $1.2 billion price tag is both a commitment and a barrier. It signals USG's confidence in long-cycle demand, but it also raises the stakes for any competitor considering a similar move. Greenfield gypsum plants require environmental permits, utility infrastructure, and multi-year construction timelines. Financing costs have risen with interest rates, and equipment lead times for industrial-scale kilns and dryers stretch 18 to 24 months. By moving first, USG captures the demand wave while competitors are still evaluating sites. For institutional investors, the lesson is that capital intensity is migrating from a negative screening factor to a source of competitive advantage. Industries that were once avoided for their heavy asset requirements are now attracting interest precisely because those assets are hard to replicate. The grid capacity crisis, the reshoring push, and the data center boom all require physical infrastructure that takes years to permit and build. The companies that commit capital now will control access to capacity later. The Plaquemines View USG's $1.2 billion Texas facility is not an isolated bet. It is a signal that U.S. industrial companies are exiting the efficiency era and entering the expansion era. For two decades, manufacturers optimized existing assets, deferred capital spending, and managed for free cash flow. That playbook worked when demand grew at 0.2% annually. It fails when demand grows at 5.7%. We see three second-order implications. First, material suppliers with available capacity will capture disproportionate returns as construction timelines compress and procurement urgency rises. Second, the capital intensity required to build new facilities will drive consolidation, as only the largest players can finance and de-risk greenfield projects. Third, the geographic distribution of manufacturing capacity will shift toward states with power availability, labor supply, and regulatory speed. Texas, the Southeast, and the Mountain West will gain share at the expense of capacity-constrained coastal markets. The phantom data center phenomenon exposed the grid's inability to absorb demand shocks, but it also revealed a deeper truth. America's industrial infrastructure was built for a world that no longer exists. The utilities that filed 40 to 50 large load interconnection requests annually were designed for a world of one or two. The construction supply chain that supported 0.2% demand growth cannot support 5.7%. The companies that recognize this gap and move capital to close it will define the next decade of industrial returns. USG's Texas plant is a $1.2 billion declaration that the demand wave is real, the timing is now, and the winners will be those who commit before the order book forces their hand. For private equity investors, the opportunity is not in chasing announced projects but in financing the enabling infrastructure that makes those projects possible. Wallboard capacity, electrical transformers, structural steel mills, and concrete plants are not glamorous assets. But they are scarce, hard to replicate, and positioned directly in the path of a multi-year industrial build-out. That is the definition of a structural long. The bottom line: USG's $1.2 billion investment in Orange, Texas is the clearest signal yet that U.S. industrial capacity is transitioning from optimization to expansion. The grid crisis, the data center surge, and the reshoring wave are converging to create the tightest construction supply chain in 30 years. Institutional capital should follow the capacity, not the press releases. The companies building now will control access later, and access is what wins when demand outstrips supply. In a market where 78% of data center pipeline may never materialize, the 22% that does will require walls. USG is betting $1.2 billion that it will be the one to supply them.